Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Well, one of the most famous women in the world, wearing one of the most famous dresses in the world, but it was an Irishman who actually helped to make it happen. Martin Nolan from Julian's Auctions is with me on the show. Martin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea. How are you?
I'm not bad at all, actually. Will you tell me, how did all of this come about? Can you hear me okay, Martin? You can.
When I'm talking about Kim Kardashian and Marilyn Monroe's dress, I can hear you very well. Are you good with me?
Yes, I can indeed. So listen, you bring us back to how this started.
Well, 2016, we had this dress on display at the Museum of Style Icons in Newbridge in Ireland. And then we brought it back to Beverly Hills and we sold it for a world record, 4.81 million. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Incredible. And then, you know, Kim Kardashian is a friend and a client, as is her mom, Kris Jenner. And so from time to time, she reaches out. She buys from us, of course, but she reaches out for things that we can help her with. And we're always happy to help her, as we are with any of our clients. And this occasion, it was January of this year, and Kim was planning for the Met Gala, which is one of the biggest events in New York fashion world. And she always makes a statement wherever she goes, but she wanted to really wow people this year because of the gilded glamour age of fashion, American fashion that we're celebrating at the Metropolitan Museum. Anna Wintour from Vogue, of course, is the one that runs that fashion show, if you will, and exhibition, which opens now with the Met Museum in New York until September or October. So Kim wanted to wear Marilyn's dress that Marilyn wore when she sang Happy Birthday to President Kennedy 60 years ago, Andrea, at the Madison Square Garden in New York City.
It's an incredible dress, Martin.
Incredible dress. Marilyn Monroe, at 36 years of age, almost 36 at the time, was invited to sing Happy Birthday for President Kennedy in Madison Square Garden. That was March of 1962. And then she contacted John Louis, who was the designer of the movie she was working on at that time, which is Something's Gotta Give. And so she said to John Louis, I want to wear something that no one else could wear. And so he created this magical dress, which was, you know, nude color flesh with 2,500 crystals hand-stitched onto it. And, you know, when she walked out on stage, Andrea, and the lights hit those crystals, the 15,000 audience members, including President Kennedy, they gasped because they thought Marilyn was actually nude on stage. And she was on stage for about 90 seconds, sang Happy Birthday, President Kennedy. And of course, the rest is history. And about 3 months later, she passed away, sadly. So it's a very famous dress, very iconic dress. From then and now, 60 years fast forward, Kim Kardashian, one of the most famous people in the world, she wears it for the Met Gala, and you and I are talking about it, as is the entire world. Andrea.
Absolutely. And over the past week, even since the Met Gala, Martin, like, I know there's been a load of discussion about the dress and Kim Kardashian talking about, you know, even I suppose if you want to call it the diet that she was on to get, you know, for wearing the dress and all of that. But bring me back to something you mentioned there a moment ago. How did you become friendly with Kim Kardashian?
Well, actually, it was through Tommy Hilfiger, and we were doing an auction.
Sorry,
with
what?
Tommy.
The plot thickens, Martin.
Yeah, and Tommy is a great friend of Julian's, and Tommy and his wife Dee. And so he was doing an auction, and the Kardashians were already clients, but we hadn't got to know them. And then they came to the red carpet event. Kris Jenner was there and some of the famous models in Los Angeles and Beverly Hills. And so we established a rapport and a friendship and a relationship. And since then, you know, we're just good, loyal friends, and we can help each other. We always strive to do that. And so this was amazing. When Kim said that she wanted to wear this dress, I thought that's amazing, because it was, you know, 60 years since Marilyn Moore. There's a whole new generations, younger generations that follow Kim Kardashian that sort of know the image of Marilyn Monroe, the blonde, but they don't really know much more about her or that event, etc. So by Kim wearing it, she's, you know, she made it so much more famous. For the next 60 years, it'll be Kim Kardashian and Marilyn Monroe.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I thought there was sort of a mixed reaction to it, Martin, because there was some people, you know, that were like, you know, oh, it's amazing. And, you know, a little bit like you, it sort of brought it brought that famous Guna back onto the world stage again. But there's others then, you know, when I was looking at some reaction to this, and I don't know what your thoughts were, who thought, you know, it's such a historical, iconic dress that maybe it should be just confined to history and you know, in a museum or on show, or, you know, that maybe it shouldn't be potentially damaged, or, you know, would you, what are your thoughts on that?
And I certainly, I can hear all of that. And 99.9% of the time, if someone came to us with a request to wear that dress, we wouldn't have encouraged it. We wouldn't have supported it. We wouldn't have even made the introduction. But it was Kim Kardashian, who, she's a fashion icon. Kim would do nothing to compromise that dress. She strived and worked since January, exercising, dieting, preparing, getting in shape so she could wear it without doing any damage. She basically changed at the bottom of the steps into that dress. She wore it on the red carpet, up the steps, into a tent. She changed back into her clothes for her the dinner party in the Met Gala. She had it on for very few minutes. And, you know, she... there were so many rules and regulations she had to adhere to. No cologne, no perfume, no oils, no nothing on her body. No spray tans, no nothing. She had, because she, nothing that could get onto the fabric that might, you know, compromise or, you know, help to disintegrate the fabric. It's 60 years since, you know, Marilyn wore it, so we have to keep it for at least another 60 years.
And there was a lot of commentary too about the fact that she did do all that, as you say, in terms of the diet and the exercise routine and everything. You know, when there was a big conversation during the week too, I suppose, about the that element of this this story. But just the dress is obviously in pretty good nick then, Martin.
It's, well, it's in fantastic nick, because Marilyn wore it that one evening. It was for a birthday party. That's what she wore it for. And then it went into storage, and then it was sold in 1999 for $1.2 million, and then we sold it in 2016 for four times that. It's been on a mannequin that was a conservative type of mannequin that would, you know, protect the garment when it's on the mannequin. Kensington Palace were consulted with creating that special mannequin for the dress. So it's been maintained so well. It's always behind UV protected glass. It's in climate control. There's so many ways to protect this garment. And Kim Kardashian did nothing to change that. The garment is still intact. It's in great shape. And it's now becoming even more famous. And you know what? As long as we're talking about it, good, bad or indifferent, it's extremely famous. And, you know, it's brought up the conversation again. And Kim, you know, she's a fashion icon. She said on the Ellen Show recently that she would wear an adult diaper if she had to, if in order for her to wear whatever she was going to wear to make that fashion statement. And that's what she does. And, you know, it was, this was the perfect match. Marilyn Monroe, Kim Kardashian.
Is Kim's the first person to wear it then since Marilyn, is she?
Kim is the first person to wear it since Marilyn. And there was a whole process of getting that dress to fit. There was an actual dress made to the specifications of the dress so that Kim could strive in her exercise and diet routine since January to fit into that dress. And so 3 weeks before the actual gala, she could fit into that particular dress, the remake, let's say. But then when she tried on the actual dress 3 weeks before the Met Gala, it didn't fit. And because the fabric they used on the dress, or not the Marilyn dress, the dress they made for her to fit into it, the fabric had a little more stretch than the actual original Marilyn dress. So then she had 3 weeks to get into the dress, and she worked extremely hard, exercising, sauna suit, diet, vegetables, protein. She just cut out sugars and carbs for the last 3 weeks. And she reached her goal. And that's what Kim Kardashian is. And that's what we should be talking about. She strived to achieve her goal, which was to wear that dress. She loves Marilyn. And when she was a young child, she said that if there was any dress that she would want to wear from somebody else, it would be Marilyn's dress. And she did it. So, you know, we have to give her kudos.
Well, it's funny because there was a lot of people definitely weren't, you know, over the week. And the fact that there was so much put into change in shape, I suppose, for it. And I know that's another element too, as I mentioned, to the conversation. I do want to ask you, Martin, though, about you know, your work in Julian's, and how did you get into it?
Well, very briefly, I won a green card in the lottery, Donnelly Visa, 1989, and I went to New York wasn't sure whether I was going to stay. I had a job at the New York Hilton Hotel. And then I decided I was going to stay in New York. So I trained to be a stockbroker. I was on Wall Street for 14 years. And in 2004, I met Darren Julian in New York. And he was doing an auction for Johnny Cash with Sotheby's. And he had just started Julian's Auctions, needed a finance guy. So I joined the company in March of 2005. Actually, the first auction I worked was the second estate auction for Marilyn Monroe. And since then, I've become a partner of the company. So Darren, Julian and I both co-own Julian's Auctions. And we've grown the business into this.
Yeah.
When I left Merrill Lynch, Andrea, they were frowning upon me. Like, who was Julian's Auctions and what was entertainment memorabilia? They didn't think that was... If I was going to Sotheby's or Christie's, they would have been sort of okay with it. But the fact that I was going to Julian's Auctions and memorabilia, sort of looking down upon it. But memorabilia is what we can all relate to. It's three-dimensional. It's fun. And these items that we're selling are investments because, remember, that Marilyn dress sold in 1999 for $1.25 million. And then in 2016, 4 times that amount for $4.81 million. And you have something you can have to wear that dress at the Met Gala on May 2nd in New York City.
That now
has impacted the value. And I think if that dress came to auction right now, it could sell for $10 million.
Unbelievable. Imagine a $10 million sheer flesh colour dress with 2,500 embellished crystals all over the Guna. Martin, it's been a pleasure to chat to you on the programme today. Thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. Martin Nolan there, well, originally from County Roscommon, now one, as he's mentioned there himself, co-owners of Julian's Auctions in the, just great. Yeah, nice to be able to chat to Martin on the programme for sure today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.